Independent music, or indie music for short, can be defined as music produced independently from major commercial record labels using a DIY approach. In reality, though, this is quite a simple definition for a very complicated idea. So what exactly is an independent band or artist? I took a drive to Apple Valley, Minnesota to meet with local rock and punk band, The Modern Era, to get a better definition of what it means to be an independent band.
My name is Nick Pulowski. I'm the bass player.
I'm Ben. I play guitar.
I'm Jack, and I sing and play guitar.
I'm Jake, and I play the drums.
So what does it mean to be an independent band, guys?
It means you gotta do it all yourself. There isn't much out there that's gonna help you other than your pride and work, ambition, everything like that. You know, work ethic is huge.
Nobody's holding your hands.
Yeah.
It's all on you.
Well, the guys from the Modern Era put it simply. I wanted to see if there was another group or artist out there that held the same ideal. I also spoke with Minneapolis-based singer-songrator Joey Frascazzi to see what he thought about being independent as well.
Just a general overview, what does it mean to be an independent band?
I don't know, man. I mean, in the industry today, I feel like being independent could mean quite a few different things. I book all of our shows, I book all of our tours, I have a publicist.
So, you might be thinking, he has a publicist, he can't be independent. You have to do it all yourself, right? Well, not exactly. Just because you're independent doesn't mean you can't get help. But it's not free either.
I have an arrangement with them where it's technically independent because there's like a form of payment that happens for that work then.
Frascazzi still does most of his own work for his band and has to outsource a few tasks to be able to keep up. The more he outsources, the less he makes on his record. The Modern Era, on the other hand, is a group project. More hands on deck means less outsourcing.
Ben and Jake do a lot of the booking side of things. I do a lot of the video. And Nick runs the website and a lot of the social media and the promo.
The Modern Era takes a different approach from Frascazzi, and each member has a job to do. To start breaking all this down, we'll start with booking shows.
We're just, either hitting up people we know to help us get shows at places we've played before or know people at, or shooting out, cold phone calls, cold emails to people that have no idea you exist and hoping that they at least listen to you and give you a chance.
I've done some work with a local booking agent. His name is Flip Arcularey. We put out our album Lemon Heart, which is the first full-length album, in November 2013. And so since then, we've been touring. And the first tour we did, he helped book a few of those shows, and it was independent because he was taking a cut from it, so it was like, again, there was some sort of form of payment happening. And since then, I've just booked everything by myself.
Frascazzi mentioned touring in his booking process for his first tour after the Lemon Heart record. How does an independent band go on tour? As Modern Era mentioned, a lot of it involves sending out emails in the hopes they say yes, but that doesn't always happen. Then there's gas, food, lodging, and most of all, getting paid enough by the clubs to make this all happen.
What's the step-by-step process to make your own tour happen as an independent band?
The main thing is you'll have a couple big, nice shows on your tour run that help pay for all the shows that don't pay you really anything at all. So we always try to line up like one show in Minneapolis right before we leave and one show in our hometown of Rochester right when we get back. So we have some guaranteed good money shows that can kind of help us support ourselves while we're out on the road. A lot of times we're trying to reach bands from the towns we want to, explore and try to do show trades, so we at least have some people to play to and some people to push our name down there. Otherwise, without help, you can get stuck playing to no one for nothing.
Ben of the Modern Era also says this is the way most well-known bands set up their tours as well. To go on tour, the bands need material. They also want to make money selling their merchandise, t-shirts, buttons, stickers, and most of all, their music. To make those CDs is another story, and a whole nother process. There are many ways bands can go about this process, and studio time rates can vary.
I've heard of studios in Minneapolis that charge, an hourly rate or a day rate or whatever it is.
To record a record, you need a producer, and this is where the money situation plays a big factor. There are many ways to go about this process, and Frascazzi works with a producer named Isaac Burkhart. They work on a point system known as working on spec. The producer takes points off the record, and the more points taken off the record, the more the producer makes on royalties and record sales. This does seem simple, but deals can vary based on if the producer owns the studio or if they're willing to take the risk of working on spec in the first place.
Because working on spec is really a risk because you don't know that you're going to get the money back.
So if the producer decides not to work on spec, there are other arrangements that can be made.
An arrangement would be where the producer will take less points off the master, less points on the back end, and charge somewhat of a fee up front so that they are getting some money to like pay for the studio, to pay for their time.
Then comes mixing and mastering, each process coming with its own cost, chipping away at what the artist makes on the record. Finally, the record is ready to be pressed. The modern era pays a flat fee for their releases, while Verscotti has the help of indie label Princess Records. His deal with the label bundles CD pressing along with publicity.
They did a radio campaign for us, and that was at no cost because we're on the label. And
once again, you may be thinking independent bands cannot be on a record label, but there are independent labels out there. Indie labels differ because they don't give artists money to make the record. Verscotti and his producer make the record with their own money. The label helps with limited things such as pressing records and publicity. As we have seen, there are many different ways independent bands can go about the music industry. And these band stories are just the surface of the indie music business. For Culture Q, I'm Aaron Bolton.